some of us who can leave our body.
They're from other dimensions, they pop in and out.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create
a new world order.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Truth or Theory podcast. Your hosts, JP and E. Willie.
Again.
That's how aliens communicate.
Oh yeah.
Welcome back to the show. It's episode number 75. I'm E. Willie.
I'm JP.
And we're your hosts of this fantastic podcast at 75 in deep.
Dude. It's St. Patrick's Day too.
Is it?
It is.
What the hell is St. Patrick's Day?
Put a timeline with it.
This is a holiday I know zero history about. I really don't have a clue what the hell started this.
I honestly read a little bit about it. Old St. Patrick, he was... Oh, how did the story go? Something, he got kidnapped and then... Ended up breaking out and reunited with his family down the line type thing. But
started Lucky Charms.
Something. Yeah.
Became a millionaire for General Mills.
Exactly. Found his pot of gold.
Yeah. We have so many big holidays in the United States that really have lost the origin of what it's really about. And it just becomes a marketing. Mm-hmm. Wear green and get pinched and drink green beer.
Yeah. You know what I have for dinner?
What?
Corned beef cabbage.
Oh, fucking gross, dude.
What?
Corned beef cabbage.
I honestly eat it like a couple times a year. I like
it. It's disgusting. I refuse to eat cabbage even though I heard it's good for you. Jeez, it's so gross to me.
So good.
Well, let's address the elephants all up in this room.
Yes.
If you're listening to this podcast and not watching it on YouTube, you are missing out on this brand new podcast studio layout.
It's awesome.
It's darker. It's more organized. It's edgy.
So much
sexy.
Room for activities. I wish you could see right here in front of me. I got my legs stretched out. Look at my foot.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I got a foot sighting.
Full stretch.
You do yourself a favor. If you'd like to listen to our podcast because you're working and you're doing multitasking, go to the YouTube channel, Truth or Theory Podcast. Check out our studio. Just come click that link. Give us one more view. Look at all the stuff that was in the studio before that you could never see. Now we can actually display it and show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
One of these Patreons, we'll actually go through a little mini tour on it. We'll show you. But one of the things I'm most excited about is right here. I will use my back scratcher pointer to point that we have a bookshelf to expand for all our guests that write books.
Mm-hmm.
We can display your books now.
All the cool authors we've talked to.
Yeah, cool stories, cool books. One of the cool things I'm excited about is
about 12 books so far.
We have two new cameras to add to the to the arsenal, and we did not get them launched tonight for this episode, but you bet your sweet ass next episode, 76, you're going to see three different angles. You got the wide angle. Do you see the whole studio? You're going to have a JP close up.
Shoom.
You're going to have an E. Willie close up.
Shoom.
It's going to be sexy. Or maybe not, but it's still going to be cool.
It's going to be cool.
It's going to be cool. So a lot of things are changing. JP and I have a TV screen to look at now instead of my tiny ass laptop screen, so we can see our guests better, which is freaking awesome for me because I'm going blind. And I love it. There's so much cool shit in motion. My daughter donated Grogu to my stuff up here. I love little Grogu. The eyes.
Say Grogu.
Huh?
What'd you say, Grogu?
Baby Yoda? Grogu? You don't watch The Mandalorian, huh?
I don't have Disney. I have no kids.
It's not a kid show.
It would be weird for me to have Disney Plus.
No. Oh, man. Bro.
I'm not going to pay
Star Wars, man.
Just for The Mandalorian. Come on, Lee.
Yeah, fuck Mandalorian right now because they got rid of Gina Carano because she's spitting out truth and they can't handle it.
Hmm.
So, yeah, we'll go into that. That'll be one of my Patreon rants coming up. But
cheers to something?
Yeah, we're going to cheers to the same thing on this episode.
Yep.
JP and I go into something later on in the Patreon that you can check out if you become a Patreon member. We spilled out our hearts. You like
well
that?
Put, well
you like that?
See what you did there.
Yeah, we spilled our hearts out to you guys. So you want to hear some crazy behind-the-scenes shit, you get the Patreon. get the $4 package and just fucking enjoy all the bonus crap that we're going to start saying, because we're going to have guests on and we're going to have subjects and we're going to kind of stick to those things. I go off the rail sometimes, but we're going to pretty much stick to it on the episode. But if you want to see behind the scenes, crazy, weird stuff with us as hosts and what's going on in our lives for real, that's where you got to go.
Yep.
Become a rabbit chaser on the Patreon.
Real deep, deep.
Because that's the only place we feel safe sharing our little Dear Diary moments, because you have to pay to listen. I feel like if you're going to pay to listen, you're not going to stab us in the back and try to cancel us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Find out if JP's racist in our new Patreon episode.
That fit?
Just play along. They'll be like, oh, we got to go find out.
Oh.
Did JP come out of the closet on the new Patreon episode? Will you meet his boyfriend?
I'm half brown.
Anyway, our cheers to, which are going to hide our beer brand here. Our cheers to is the same thing, and you can find out more about it in the Patreon when we spill our hearts out. We're cheersing to the chance to start over with our health. And going forward, we're going to live a better, healthier life.
Yeah.
We're going to be fitter, sexier, better podcast hosts.
Is this going to be my last beer?
I told my wife I'm only doing this because of this 75th episode.
Oh.
I'm not drinking beer anymore either. So we'll be cheersing water or like fucking green tea and shit.
I'm drinking green tea. Oh, goddamn beer.
Cheers to new health, better chances, strike 7.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show, guys.
Enjoy the show.
JP.
We're back, man.
We're back, buddy. Back from the dead.
I know, man. We've had some close calls.
Yeah, we're going to get into some crazy stuff that we've been experiencing lately and a lot of stuff that's going on. And obviously, you can see around us, the screen is different. Mm-hmm. We got a major upgrade in our studio thanks to my wife kicking some ass. I call her Carpenter Kate because she comes up with some crazy shit. This looks much more organized and it looks a lot nicer.
It does. I like it, man.
It really compliments our eyes. But we have a guy, our guest tonight brought another guy on who's going to have another episode I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about mushrooms and psychedelics with him. We're going to introduce him right now and Chris from True Hemp Science. And then we only have him for a couple minutes, so we're going to let him tease a little bit what we're going to talk about the next episode. And we'll get him back on because they got a lot of good shit to talk about.
Absolutely.
Chris from True Hemp Science and Ben, what's the name of your company?
Malama Mushrooms.
Malama Mushrooms. All right. Welcome to our show, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Ben, how soon can you come back on so we can talk about this shroom stuff? Because it's something I'm very fascinated with.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. I'm here. Let's do it maybe next week or whenever you have the window. And I appreciate you guys letting me come on and with my friend Chris here from True Hemp Science and just intro us, you know, CBD, cannabis, and the mushrooms, it's all a symbiotic relationship, right? They all depend on each other in the ecosystem. And similarly, you know, us humans need both those fungi and plant allies in our lives as well for many reasons. So yeah, Malama Mushrooms is a project focused on bringing functional superfood mushrooms, but, you know, maybe eventually some psilocybin therapy to people. So yeah.
Awesome. And you're based out of Hawaii?
Yes, sir. Yep. Based awesome. In Hawaii. Yeah.
And nice. You, I'm sure you have a website. It's 2021.
It is. Yeah, we sure do. Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, this is cool for our listeners too, because if anybody like myself has a bunch of questions about psilocybin, mushrooms, all this stuff, now's a good time to start accumulating them. Send them to truthortheorypodcast@gmail.com. When we have Ben back on in a week or so, we can get him to answer all these questions and we can find out a lot of good information.
Yeah.
Love if it. You've never done the medicinal mushrooms, Ben's got a whole line of reishi. He'll do a much better job at this, but that's when I met him and I started, well, I've been into mushrooms for a long, long time. And then I met Ben and most of the mushrooms out there are not up to par. But when I met Ben, I got some of his cordyceps. I said, okay. And I knew I needed to befriend him because you always need a good cordyceps hookup.
Yeah. I like it. I like your style, Chris.
Honest.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, Ben, we'll cut you loose, man. We'll hold you up, and we'll get in touch with you and get you on hopefully our next episode, episode 76, or if not, it'll be 77. I have to look at the booking, but we'll be in touch, man. Thanks for coming. Yep. Give us a sneak peek.
Real quick though, what's the name of your website, just in case anybody wants to jump the gun and buy what you got?
Good call, JP.
Totally. Thank you. It's Malama Mushrooms, M-A-L-A-M-A, mushrooms.com. And Malama is the Hawaiian word for protect, preserve, and nurture, for anybody wondering. And,
ooh, I like that. Yeah. And we just put it on the bottom of the screen with magic. You see that? It's written right on the bottom of the screen.
There
right
it
now.
Is.
Follow that link. It will be in editing.
Radical. Well, cool, all guys. Right. Thank you so much.
Take it easy, Ben.
Yep. Take care. Later. Aloha.
Thanks, Ben.
Chris, thanks for giving us another guest. I appreciate that, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's the best, man. I love that guy. And he's got that, I mean, you'll get a package from him. Hopefully you can do his stuff. He's great, great, great company.
Yeah. And it's
very knowledgeable individual as well.
It's such like a small community that he knows Uncle Creepy as well. It's like, it's just, it all comes together, man.
Yeah. Uncle Creepy is one of the freaking guys in the front of the battlefield right now, pushing for psilocybin to be lifted and not a banned substance in states. He's doing a lot of good shit with, what's the guy's name out of Denver? I can't think. Something Jolly.
Yes.
What's his name? All right, we'll put it on the screen.
I'm terrible with names. What, does he have a nickname? Because I remember Uncle Creepy, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. I can't. We'll get
easy
him.
Easy to remember Uncle Creepy, right?
One of the best UFC nicknames ever.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I know a couple of people that are working on psilocybin for prescriptions, and so I've been into the psychedelic movement as well. But right now what we're doing is, I figure the first thing you got to do is rehab your endocannabinoid system, which is basically your nervous system.
Yeah.
And so I can go in and tell you a little bit about how I started this company with a friend of mine, and where it came from and stuff like that and what we do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Real quick, JP, did you remember if there was a volume button on that new TV system? Was there any buttons on there for that?
I'm sure.
You want me to turn myself down?
No, we're trying. I want to turn it up a little bit louder. We
might be able to crank it up with that, with the mouse.
I can talk louder.
Let's see. All right, we had a little hiccup there. Running through some technical stuff. We're back with Chris from True Hemp Science. He's going to give us a backstory on how True Hemp Science came about. The floor is yours, Mr. Chris.
Thank you. Well, it's I'm a fan, and it's a little bit unusual. I haven't done a bunch of podcasts, but I started this company 5 years ago. A really good friend of mine got sick, and I'm in the hospital, and Truth CBD flashes in front of me on him. He looks dead. And CBD flashed in front of me. So I just kind of robotically got up and went to the store, and it was $200 a gram. And I just thought 1 gram is not going to do anything. So I called a friend of mine and they said, okay, I'll send you some. And he sent me a bottle, and we just started eating it. And then I decided to get back into it. 20 some odd years ago, I had lived in Northern California. I was super into, I'm into the forest and I'm into country living. And I have another life I own a broker dealer. I worked in, finance, and I moved to Northern California. And I thought, oh, this is going to be the best thing. And we were working on the legalization movement. I thought, oh, okay, weed's going to be legal, and it's going to be. And then I got to see what happens when you're around a bunch of stone people all the time. And I think that there's benefits to THC, and there's definitely benefits to cannabis. Mm-hmm. But too much of it, I tend to err on the other side of it, you know.
Right.
And I started researching CBD, back into researching it, and it has amazing, amazing effects on the nervous system. And so in doing that, I kind of re-harnessed some of the stuff that I had learned about growing, and I had friends that had stayed in the business for years. So I had supply and sources, and I could kind of pull certain things and certain components, and I could, you know, get thin film terpenes or components that people don't have access to or don't know about. And I would make these tinctures. And he was a really, really good friend of mine. So I just started giving him a ton of it. And then that's where we are now. We sell, we have a retail store in Austin, Texas. We sell at markets in and around the Austin area, and just trying to build a local brand to basically help people restore balance to their body. The human endocannabinoid system is critical to your nervous system. And basically hemp, we make about 120 components that's identical to cannabis. That means that that these components will control pain, inflammation, depression, and anxiety. That's what most people use it for. If you continue, you know, if you take a little bit every day after 10 to 15 days, reduction of inflammation, it's a better remedy than ibuprofen. And 20 to 25 days, it'll lower your A1C, which is your blood sugar levels. So
really,
for sure. And
ibuprofen has a lot of bad sides to it too, doesn't it?
Sure.
Your liver.
Yeah, totally. And that's the main thing, is that when they design these studies, people don't understand, or they think the science is, hey, this has been researched, and it has, because when you design the study, you design an endpoint which says, oh, ibuprofen attaches to, you know, or targets inflammation receptors, and here we can show you how it works. And then, so we're going to run a study, and the study says, you know, okay, it works in this percentage of people, but they don't look at it holistically. And holistically, what happens is it has side effects, and those side effects are liver damage, or whereas the side effects to CBD are reduction of pain, A1C, blood sugar levels, inflammation. And there was a patent in 2006 filed by the Department of Agriculture. And what they said was CBD has neuroregenerative effects, or actually neurodegenerative effects. And I would say that it's actually neuroregenerative. And then it is an antioxidant, and it's a cardiac protectant. And the antioxidant powers of it are extreme, because when you get a whole plant extract, our take on it is that the plant is intelligent, and that nature actually addresses things holistically, meaning you need the whole plant. And that's what the studies have said. There was a rather famous study in the 1990s, which talks about the entourage effect. And the entourage effect says that CBD in and of itself is 10 to 15% as effective as the whole plant. And what they mean when they say CBD is, you could be buying something, you know, like this, that from somebody else that's just CBD. But you have to know how it's made, because I think a lot of companies are trying to make a Starbucks cup of coffee. And what that means is they're trying to make something that's, you know, easily, that's the same every time, that's and that's easily recognizable, where they don't have to do a lot of explanation to the consumer. The thing is you taste every plant, no matter where you grow it, how you process it, the year, there's a ton of different stuff that come into it, and it's going to affect the flavor and the efficacy, as well as everyone's body is different. So, I can keep going. So let me just add a few more things in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I lost it.
That happens to me all the time.
So, what If we're talking, yeah, hopefully we can do one edit on this.
Yeah, don't worry about it. While you gather your thoughts, I'll say that you sent us a package, and JP and I, due to our work situation, we're not allowed to have THC, but yeah. Our wives are free to have whatever they want.
Yes.
And they are guinea pigs, and they tried it out, and everything that your wife did, my wife did, they yep. love it so far.
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah. I speak very highly of your product, and I know you are affiliated with Propaganda Report as well, right, with Monica?
Yeah, exactly. I heard Monica, and I just thought that she's got such a great articulation mm-hmm. for politics, and that's actually where I found you guys. I heard on her thing one time, and I thought, oh, okay, these guys are dialed in.
Yeah, thank you, Monica.
Yeah, we love
Monica. Monica's the best.
Our big sister.
And, yeah, and Brad too. They I like the way they articulate the political situation and it is propaganda. And just as what they're talking about as science in relation to current pharmakia, or even science as you know related to whatever's going on in the vaccine world right now.
Yeah.
We need to get back, in my opinion, back to nature, back to holistic approaches that are built for our bodies. And our bodies are built to function in nature. And nature is the earth. And ultimately, yes, we can do things like process, our science, or there are methods of processing stuff where you can get additional things, but the human body's not a stick figure. It's not like you push on this and you have reduction of inflammation, right? The body's more of a mobile, and things, in order to stay in balance, there's stuff that's got to give and take. The body's actually an electric vehicle, as you may have found out from staying in the hospital.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We're going to go into that big time in a little bit. I don't know if you want to hear all that, but JP and I both have a lot of stuff to talk about with ourselves health-wise that we're going to dig into. So whether you stick around for that, Chris, or not, it'll be in the back part of this episode. So if you want to hear.
I'd love to. Yeah.
Well, okay, cool. And also, like you were saying, like the body is, I was just talking to my buddy about it today. You can't just take a part out and replace it with a good part. You have to take care of what you have, because we're not a car. I mean,
yeah.
you can't, you know, your tires are going bad. You can't just put on new tires. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Western medicine does have some great answers, right? But they're trauma based. They're not designed to put you back to as close to the original state as possible. I mean, that's what they may be designed for, but I mean, you don't, in my opinion, the less that you put into your body, you need to put certain things in, and minerals are critical, good, healthy foods. But, I think that there's a little bit too much money involved in the current medical practice.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
100% money driven. And like, just like what we were just talking about, there's a bunch of agenda behind it. Propaganda.
Yeah.
Exactly. My biggest thing with it, I don't want to take away from what we're going into right now, but we'll dive into it more later. But my biggest thing with it is just laziness. I have to conquer my laziness with dieting. I have to conquer my laziness with just body maintenance as a whole. That's my biggest kryptonite and what got me in the situation we're going to dig into later.
Yeah. Well, you work in the oil field. What do you do?
I used to. He still works in the oil field. I work. I don't want to say the company, but I work in first aid and safety.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I get a boo boo and I call him.
If I hit oil, I call him.
my brother was an EMT, and I've done a little bit on that. So it's critical, you know. And I think that exercise is so important, and we don't, you know, even I'm not doing enough of it. You can do yoga, but you got to do a little bit of cardio, a little bit of some weights and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and that's where I try to find my excuse to where I'm like, oh, I've been wrenching on stuff all day. I got a pump, and I'm like, it's a sorry excuse. It's not enough. You gotta go for it.
Yeah. When it comes, to go ahead, Chris.
No, go ahead. Well, I just think, yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but I think that the diet, and it's become so common for us to eat on the go. I think whether you want to talk about packaged foods, even the organic foods or the cereals on the cereal aisle contain glyphosate. There was Stephanie Sinoff, I believe, is the woman from MIT who, you know, published studies on glyphosate and how your body thinks the glyphosate molecule is a glycine molecule. Well, glycine is critical to cell function. And if your body is taking glycine and just sticking it where, I mean, glyphosate and just sticking it where it thinks glycine, you know, where it's using glycine, that's not going to be a good thing. So there is a little bit of detoxification that needs to happen. And, you know, Stephanie Sinoff would say that that's what's causing a lot of the fatty liver that's going on with people with in relation to glyphosate.
That's interesting, because I've never heard that. So that's the new one that I've heard. And that's,
yeah, I can only imagine how much of that kind of stuff is going on with all the shit that we're putting in our bodies. Because look at the ingredients on most products. It's like, it's off the charts how much shit is on there. It's like, what is this? Why is that chemical weird stuff in my food? Like, just why doesn't it just have basic ingredients?
It's this 14-letter word.
Yeah. The Gracies in jiu-jitsu are always really big about eating like the natural, not necessarily paleo, but they like say you stick to the outer rim of a grocery store. You don't go in the processed aisles and all that. The produce, the meat, like that, that's where you want to be at.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's the kind of, that's the mindset I'm trying to adopt and change with not just myself, my wife, my kids, everything, because I don't want to set my kids on a bad head start. And right now, my wife and I are doing that. They're on the nasty American diet, and it's just not, it's not a good start for them. They have all their own medical issues too, and we need to train them while they're young on how to take care of themselves better. And we need to
absolutely. And I think you can see if you change that you will get behavioral changes and you go back to, I don't think that, you know, plant-based diets are the, you know, critical, but you go back to whole grains where you're maybe eating brown rice instead of white rice, quinoa, because the outside, you know, even with respect to hemp, you want the whole plant. And there's components in there that are stripped out, which have tiny amounts of minerals or even the enzymes and stuff like that, which end up playing a role because our guts are a real brain. And we can go down a bunch of roads.
That stuff's so interesting. It's like a balancing beam that we have to learn to do with our bodies for sure.
If you just get used to it, you know, and it does also at first, I think that our palate is so used to the flavors. Mm-hmm. And if you like can get like a macroneurotic or macrobiotic cookbook or something like that, and, you balance your meal with grains.
What's that word you just said? I don't even know it.
Macrobiotic. I'll send you some links in the show notes. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah, look right there. They just popped up. If you're just listening to this, it's on YouTube as well. And there's a lot of visual aids coming on.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
Well, podcasting 2.0, right? Where they, well, so macrobiotics kind of, it's a Japanese style of eating. And what it would talk about is balance. And you would have a grain, a green, and a bean. And then like some sort of a pickled or a fermented vegetable, maybe a daikon or a pickle or something like that. And you know, they use a lot of miso, or that's a fermented salt, shoyu. The other thing is back to what we were talking about earlier is minerals, is they're big on sea minerals. And if you can get into it, it may take a while. Like you'll put a little bit of kombu or something in with the beans that you cook. It helps with it helps produce these enzymes that make them easier to digest. And kombu kind of has an MSG effect to it, so it makes them taste kind of nice. So these are just the natural forms, whereas MSG and all these are just amplified what's already found in nature in much smaller amounts.
So MSG plays a factor in taste too? I didn't even
realize. Well, MSG, MSG that's created in, that's in food products a lot of now, and they call it natural flavors, and even the organic stuff, it's a form of MSG. Uh-huh. I think that that's probably a little less toxic, but MSG is not, you want to stay away from chemicals because, like I said, when your body sees chemicals, it doesn't often know how to process them. So it does one of two things. It stores them for detox later, or maybe you can eliminate them, you know? Wow. And yeah. If you can't eliminate them, then you have to figure out how to get them out. And that's why, you know, critical, there's a couple of things that are critical: that you not use iodized salt, that you use oils that are good oils, like canola oil. There's probably no purpose for it, except for maybe you can use it to run your tractor. If you got a diesel truck there.
That's maybe. Definitely something you don't want in your body if it's going on the tractor.
Yeah. So if you can keep your, those are some of the main things, because your body's not going to detox oils. You don't actually detox an oil. You have to put a good oil in to get the bad one out. So if you eat at Burger King, or you're eating poor oils or cheap oils, it doesn't just come out. You have to put a good fat in to have that exchange.
Really? That's interesting. I didn't know any of that. Yeah. I'm chock full of oil.
Yeah.
I think I got more oil than blood right now.
Well, damn. You guys live in Colorado. You can get some good grass fed beef up there and some buffalo.
I did. I got a half cow.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did?
I got a half cow, yep. I've been wanting to do on it for the last month or so.
That's awesome. We have to talk offline. I want to.
It's so much contact. Better. It is honestly tastes so much better.
Yeah. It's better financially in the long run, too.
Yeah. True.
You got to have a big freezer.
Yep. I bought me a big freezer.
Yeah, right on.
Awesome. What oil is the best to cook with? Is coconut oil the one to go to?
I think it depends. Like, the coconut's really good for high heat. Mm-hmm. You know, but and olive oil is really good. Olive oil is great to put on your salads. And the other good high heat oil would be something like rice bran oil or something like that. And then you can get into like superfoods. So a buddy of mine started a superfood company. He was one of he coined the term superfood smoothie. The company is Bright Earth Foods. Mm-hmm. And, they've been around 14, 15 years. They were one of the first early ones, maybe even longer now. And, they have like sacha inchi oil or superfoods, which are foods that are sourced in the jungles where there tends to be higher mineral content, or they're not farmed out. Like, whereas when people are current farming practices, I don't think that we're actually, they're not doing crop rotation. I don't think we're getting the best minerals in the food. So back to, if you get the right minerals, your body will make the enzymes that make the amino acids. And that's the whole process to how your body functions.
Right. And a lot of this stuff, it's super hard to follow. Cause I mean, like you were saying, it's sometimes, they say, oh, this is a superfood. Go with beets. Beets are the superfood. Only eat beets, or canola oil is the way to cook with, or
it seems like it goes in waves.
No,
like,
you need supplements. You need protein. You need creatine. You need BCAAs. You need all this stuff. And it's like, man, I can only eat so much in a day. But I think if you just simplify it, just simplify it.
More natural.
Eat your veggies. Yep. Natural. Eat your veggies, cook with decent oils. Do all this simple stuff, and I think that you'll be way better off.
Cocaine for dessert.
Yep, a little,
yeah,
little
exactly
bumsky to get you going.
if you can get it, right?
Man, I would absolutely love to lose my taste because I feel like my taste buds is what my kryptonite is, because I'm from Louisiana. I'm a Cajun. I like my nasty food. And I enjoy good food way too much. Like, I just wish.
I'm the opposite.
Really?
I'm just like, I'm hungry. Put something in front of me. Like,
no shit.
What are you hungry for? Like, food. Okay.
I just love, I love the taste of good food, man. I just wish I didn't even have the taste anymore. I can eat anything healthy because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the, the gumbo and stuff like that, they tend to nowadays put a lot of, that's where they put a lot of the MSG. That's why it tastes so, powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We make all our own here. I just don't tell what my wife's putting in it, but yeah.
My wife's well, you just want to stay away from the spices off most of the shelves.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, see?
And mix them.
See, no, and that's also what I'm curious about. Like, can you make these good recipes and just use raw, like, good products, and then you're good to go, right? Because, I mean, gumbo has
it just takes a little bit of – at first it seems like it takes more time, but you get used to it, and you actually get so much more energy from it.
Yeah.
And I think that I think you'll see increased attention span in your kids. It's definitely, you definitely see a difference. And usually when you start flipping, when you start changing how you eat, you'll eat a lot more. And you won't necessarily gain weight because you're usually also end up eating more vegetables, which is probably what you need because of the fiber. Mm-hmm. And
this is awesome. And you have some of your products are stuff that you can cook with as well, correct?
Well, you wouldn't cook with these products, but you can take them. Our oils are
I was gonna say, you gave us a little jar of it was like a powder substance it was like a CBD powder to cook with, I think it was.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you mix it in with smoothies. We call it moon dust.
Okay.
And it's pretty wild stuff. It's raw CBG that is mixed with Satoria Termitique, which that's blue purple pea powder. And has an effect on your brain. It kind of helps with clarity. Did your wife try that?
No, his wife kept that one.
Yeah, I think my wife has that on the list to try. I don't think she's done that one yet.
Oh, well, all you need is like a quarter teaspoon.
Okay, right. I'll pass that on to her. You said just CBG. Take the whole shot.
what is CBG compared to CBD?
So
yeah, what is that?
Yeah, so a company, there's two companies, but the one I prefer is there's a company in Oregon that created or they isolated a CBG is the precursor to CBD, and all cannabis comes in an acidic form, meaning CBDA, the acidic form of it. And when you decarboxylate it, or when you, like if you smoke marijuana, you have to take the THCA and you make Delta 9. Delta 9 gets you high, but THCA just fits into different receptors. If you eat the joint, it has a different effect.
Mm. Wow. That's
and it's because THCA has an affinity for serotonin receptors in your brain, will make you happy, help you focus. It'll give you a little bit of energy.
Right.
Whereas if you decarboxylate it, it tends to be a little bit more calming and a little bit better for certain types of pain. If you have like arthritis and you've got a lot of stuff going on like that, or you want to really chill out, you do decarboxylated maybe.
I've always noticed with that stuff when I eat it, it's super delayed reaction and it's bit me in the ass before. I had these like little lemon drops and I ate one and I waited the good 45 minutes. Nothing happened. I'm like, one more lemon drop wouldn't hurt. Next thing I know, nuked, donezo.
Your liver processes it. So you process it differently when you eat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it also depends on what you have in your stomach.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah. I never forgot about that.
Yeah, but it got me.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an episode maybe like 15 or 20 back. I can't remember what number it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that guy's name with the crazy?
Paranormal Me and You, Ryan.
Ryan Singer. Yeah,
we had an episode with Ryan Singer.
Man, I made the mistake. This is before I was working. I was in between jobs, laid off. And I was like, I'm going to take one to relax, an edible. I'm pretty sure I took sativa, too. It wasn't even indica. But it hit me, like, right before we started recording. And I told JP and my wife, I was like, I am fucked. I'm so sorry. I'm going. JP, I'll sit here and pretend like I understand what's going on. You're going to have to run this dude. I am so gone. And I have no memory of what that guy said in that whole episode. I had to rewatch the episode. And I was just so – I was – the whole time I'm during the episode, it's so embarrassing if you watch it. I'm sitting there focusing so hard on trying not to look weird and trying to blend in. And I look weird by trying to blend in. I'm just sitting there all weird. Like, dude, I was so out of it.
That's my normal state of being without being THC.
Yeah, it was a trip. It was relaxing. But, man, it was embarrassing as far as podcasting.
Yeah,
I apologize, Ryan. He was really cool about it. He'll be back on sometime.
Yeah, that was a fun story.
Well, you want to, you know, dosage is critically important, and that's what we try to do is make sure that the products work, meaning they have the right amount of THC. But there's a difference when you take high CBD, low THC stuff, than even if you take, you know, THC, because it just has a different effect. You can take a milligram or 2 milligrams of THC, but with 25 or more CBD, and it your brain processes it a little bit differently. Long-term effects are, it tends to rehabilitate, or my experience is rehabilitate your nervous system, because one of the side effects from CBD, not THC, is it drops cortisol levels. So cortisol is the stress hormone. Everybody's got a little bit of that nowadays. Mm-hmm. And people who smoke marijuana, they're like, oh, you know, I'm relaxed. But the truth is, you're not in your body. And if you're not in your body, all your bodies, then something else is, and it's a thought form. And
wow.
You know, that's a rabbit hole, right?
Yeah. But
you know, if you're into martial arts, you have to, you know, three bodies, one motion.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you take a little bit of CBD every day, you'll start to see that you can repattern your brain. We get habituated to states of being, which are induced biochemically. We're habituated to the fight or flight. We're habituated to the stress. It might be our cell phones that are acting on our body in a way that we're unconscious of, because our body is our unconscious as well. And in order to become conscious of that, you have to be able to be in your body.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And this is good stuff. I want to do it so bad. I want to try it. I really do.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I wish we could dig into this stuff personally more.
I don't know how I can get around that. It's just,
yeah.
We've had a bunch of people test. You can test positive. So if you have to test for it,
right,
all our products contain THC.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe write your employer a record, a letter or something, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm going to see what I can do, because I think this would definitely be beneficial to me with what I have going on lately. And
yeah, it's so frustrating that we can't have this because of work stuff, man.
I know.
But we can sit here and drink beer and alcohol and all this shit. Yeah. It's such an irritating situation. I have Crohn's disease, which most of the listeners know that, but that I'm one of the diseases that's on that list of can be treated with CBD and all that crap. But companies still don't want to get behind that because it's liability and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, CBG, that's why I sent the moon dust, because CBG is really good for your intestinal tract, and it almost has no THC in it.
Oh, really?
So, what we were talking about earlier is CBG is the precursor to all the cannabinoids. And the plant will make CBG first, and then it starts to convert it. And what these folks in Oregon found was a strain that just produced CBG. Oh. And it doesn't produce it. It's actually most of the time it's compliant, meaning it has less than 0.3% THC, and it's all, and it's raw. So the THC is THCA, the CBG is CBGA until you heat it. It's a little bit difficult to process, but it's very good for your brain. It's very good for gut health. And
those are two things I definitely need.
Yeah. Oh,
it's, brain and gut health.
Yeah. That powder is essentially CBG hash with Satoria in it. So it's good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How do you separate all these like compounds? How do you separate THC from CBD? And do you cut the plant early before it ever sprouts, or not before it sprouts, before it blooms, or how what's the process?
Well, so you can in hemp with the current hemp guidelines say it has to have less than 0.3% THC. Mm-hmm. So, and it does matter because most of the THC in hemp comes on at the end. Mm-hmm. And you do get other flavonoids, other terpenes, other, phytocannabinoids that come on too. And what they're really trying to do is adjust that law so that people can, you know, grow hemp, but it might have just a little bit more than 0.3%. And then when they harvest it, they, in the processing of it, they'll make concentrates. And that's where you get more than 0.3% THC. And, my job as a purveyor of CBD is to find the right amount of THC with the right amount of CBD. And everywhere you grow it, Oregon's going to grow it. You're going to have a different product than you will get in Colorado, mm-hmm. than you'll get in Tennessee, than you'll get in Europe, as the strains, of course, make a difference too.
Right. It seems like
so that's what I like to research and then find people that really know how to grow, you know?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I was about to say. It seems like the end goal nowadays that, you know, it's legal to grow it. Let's make it as strong as we can for THC. Let's get the strongest, best stuff out there that'll get you blitzed. So it's nice to see that there's, you know, farmers out there that really want to see the medical side of it, or better, you know, more beneficial to other things.
Yeah. Well, our guy who grows number 19 is a fella in Southern Oregon, and it's a heirloom hemp, Panama Red, and he grows it biodynamically. Super great fella. And it's raw. It's not heated that much. So it's super nice. It's uplifting. So knowing how to grow it is key, because a lot of the terpene profile or the taste comes from what happens at the beginning when you, the microbial content essentially, or the bacteria, et cetera, that's in the soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like any plant, you know, if you grow carrots and you just douse them in Miracle-Gro, they're going to taste like trash.
Right, exactly.
I tried to grow carrots one time and I couldn't get them to go. You ever grew carrots?
Nope. But I'm
you assuming don't have a green house.
Yeah, I love the idea of growing produce. My neighbor, she's an elderly lady, and she grows some crazy huge stuff in her backyard and brings it to us. I'm like, man, that is so badass that you can do that in your backyard. Right. So I told her we have backyard chickens, so we kind of trade eggs for produce with her, but we're going to get her into chickens next year. During the spring when it warms up, and we're going to try produce as well. Cause that's just so awesome to better trade with your neighbors, natural stuff mm-hmm. like that. It's so much fun. Yeah.
Do you feed your chickens, the scraps and stuff, or?
They have they're getting a variety of stuff. They're getting mixed vegetables. They get mealworms. All kinds of weird shit, like chicken feed that we get. Yeah, we try to give them a lot of varieties. I have pet turtles too, so I give them a big variety of diets. Actually, my pets probably eat better than I do when I think about it. They have a balanced diet than I do.
Yeah, awesome.
But the chicken eggs are fantastic. We get probably two or three a day right now, and Man, they're nice and they're the right color. I need to hook you up with some, JP. I keep forgetting to give you guys eggs.
The golden color. I used to get eggs from the sheriff in Humboldt, and at first I was a little freaked out, but they were the best eggs.
Yeah, it's crazy. I grew up thinking that chicken eggs are white. Like, people don't realize that they're not naturally that color. It's all pasteurized bullshit from mass producing.
Yeah.
It's good, man. I love it. I eat eggs a lot for breakfast. But awesome. We're going to dive into JP and I's situation. I'm not sure if we're going to put this on Patreon yet, man.
I want to go Patreon on this one.
Patreon? Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to cut off here, and we'll close out with you. Let's do the six questions with you. I don't know if I even shared it with you. I apologize.
This is going to be interesting.
Okay. I'm sure you've heard the questions if you've listened to the episode.
I've listened to a couple of them, but do they change?
Nope.
No, same
six questions for the first time on. And then once you come on a second time, we got a second round for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cause I heard two sets of questions, but maybe I didn't catch them. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we'll do six questions with you. We'll plug True Hemp Science one more time and where everybody can get to it and try that cool stuff out. And then we will cut it off and go to Patreon.
Well, we'll give a promo code too.
Perfect. Oh, you're the man.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So anybody listening, we did just start a Patreon recently. I think we only have a couple people on there. Thank you guys so much for being those first couple on there.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff still being worked out with it. There is going to be a lot of really cool perks being a rabbit chaser is what we call our Patreon members. So if you want to try it out, the lowest package is $4. What is it? $4 a month?
I think so.
Yeah. Something like that. Let us know, try it out and join the pack.
And I did want to say the Patreon is where you get to know us on a way more personal level. It's not so much conspiracy stuff. It's more us. So you get to know us.
Yeah. We have a lot of our opinions and situations, life experiences that we share on there.
It's raw.
So we're only going to share that with people that want to pay, so they can't stab us in the back and run us over, cancel us. Cancel culture's out there.
Yep.
All right. Mr. Chris, are you ready for the six questions?
Yes. No.
This is the most important part of your life right now. All right. Number one, if you had the power to create one law, which law would you create?
I'd probably create two laws: money out of politics, and corporations are not people.
Interesting.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. It took me a second to register the second part. But yeah, those are two things that definitely need to happen. And it would really shorten these career politicians down. They wouldn't be no 47 years in this bullshit.
Jesus.
Totally.
Shots fired. Question number two. What three words would you choose to describe yourself? And don't say True Hemp Science.
Three words to describe myself would be I didn't study this beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we didn't give Mr. Chris a heads up on these. So this is off the cuff. If you need time, take it. I can edit out the time gaps.
Kind, impatient, and
did you say kind and patient or impatient?
Impatient.
You're impatient?
Oh, sometimes, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay. I'm ready to describe themselves as impatient. He's an honest man.
Yeah, well, well-liked.
There you go.
I like it.
That's difficult to be impatient and kind at the same time.
I'm sorry I'm impatient, but I'm impatient.
I don't know. The best way I can tell you this is just hurry the hell up, please.
Kindly, please hurry the fuck up. Number three, what do you want to be remembered for?
I'd like everybody to remember me for their own thing. Maybe somehow I affected your life.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Some sort of change.
Yeah, individually impact to whoever you've encountered in life. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Number four, this is my favorite one. What is something you like that most people don't know about you?
That I like.
Something you're into or something you just like. Not your Pornhub search, but like your What are you into on the downtime?
So I study energetics and consciousness.
There you go.
Right over my head. I'm an idiot.
I know the second one. What is energetics? Just like a personal energy within yourself?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've studied everything from holotropic breath work to I had a friend who teaches karate, and he talks about the energetics and three bodies, one motion, which leads to how do you travel and even into how do you speak or...
Holy smokes.
A lot of different stuff. He's very, very well articulated.
Let's get That's him on awesome. The podcast too.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, JP and I would just sit here like this the whole time. Like, what?
Amazing what fellow.
Who am I? Can't comprehend any of this. We're too dumb. Number five. If you could have any superpower, which would you choose and why?
Perfect pitch, or I'd be a DJ.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect pitch, music. Like in baseball?
No, oh, that's a good one too, but no, perfect pitch, like sound.
Sound, oh.
Okay.
Damn, I never heard that
you
one.
You could put both of those together and take over the market.
Yes.
That's true, yeah.
I like it. It's very original.
Thank
you. Cool. All right, last question, number six. If you could know the absolute truth on any conspiracy theory out there, which would you choose?
I was just working on this with a friend of mine who's talking about blockchain and how high, I don't even know that we could know whether, how high does the rabbit hole go in the, with the alien agenda and into the technocracy, like how digitized is this dimension? Or how much of a simulation is
mind blown? That's a tough one, because
yeah.
I'm some days I honestly think like, hey, we're just on Earth, we're organisms, and we are a speck of dust in the middle of nothing. You know what I mean? And other days I'm like, this is a full blown simulation. There's people watching me right now, and they're controlling I do.
I lean more that way more often.
It's hard. That's a hard one.
Yeah, the simulation thing messes with me a lot, because I really do feel like this is all one big ass program, one software. Upgrade the coolest video game ever made.
and other days I'm like, oh, we're on the brink of making contact with aliens full time. And then other days I'm like, there's aliens among us. There has to be.
Well, that's just me. When you're on the brink, you're getting close to one. And then what they've decided is, oh, not today.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He's not quite ready, because I don't know.
They hit you with them little
something. Man.
Back off. He knows too much.
I'm ready.
He's learning.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Dude, what if I was an alien? What if I came out on episode number 75? What planet I came from and everything. Would you buy it?
I mean, I think it would explain a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to come out yet. I'm a gay alien still in the closet.
Someday.
Someday I'll come out. I haven't met the right alien man yet. So, Chris, True Hemp Science, where can our listeners find you, support you, and where can we dabble into this more?
Yeah, so we have a website. It's truehempscience.com. If you've got questions, we're happy to set up an appointment and just talk to you about CBD. We'll run a promo code in the show notes or on this. We'll just wiley.com, and we'll include some free products, some edibles, and or we've got really good cookies, really good brownies, and we'll give a 7% discount.
Nice. Awesome. That is awesome.
We keep our prices on the low end of the good stuff.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's awesome. That's perfect, because there's a lot of people out there who want this stuff and they don't want to pay an arm and leg for it, you know?
Yeah.
So this is awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited about this. I had a thought. Oh, I want to say the package you sent too was so awesome. You just gave us so much cool variety. Mm-hmm. And I'm a freaking child when it comes to stickers. I love stickers. I love company stickers. I like promo stickers, all that shit. And I was very excited to see the stickers.
Oh, so yeah,
we'll throw in some of those stickers. You sent us some extra ones too. The next time you not the next time you order shirts from Truth or Theory, but our raffle that we're putting together, we're going to put some stuff in there too from your company that we'll buy.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're gonna push the True Him Science. I'm excited about it. So guys,
anything I can do to support you guys and your listeners, so I can get you some products that, you know, you have a way of getting them to some people, and I'll definitely like to hook people up. It's always nice, and definitely like to do that.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chris. I'm glad to have you in our network now. Mm-hmm. We definitely want to have you back on too, because you have a very interesting mind, not just with the hemp stuff. There's a lot going on there. So if you want to dig into other episodes or come and join us on any other episode with a different topic, like a different guest too.
Full-blown conspiracy stuff, whatever you want to do, man. We like talking to you.
It's an open invite. You're always welcome back.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
And guys, if you're listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, wherever your choice is, or watching us on YouTube, hello. We are cutting it off now, and we're going to the Patreon. So if you want to continue this next conversation that JP and I are about to just give our full testimony of what the hell's going on with us. We both got some weird shit going on that we're going to dive into, and I'll explain what happened to me just last couple of days, where put me out in the hospital for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Changed my life around. Yep. Thanks for listening, guys. And until next time, whoop, whoop, pack.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Millions of people just living out their lives.